about 30 seconds earlier. Good evening, everyone. This is the Flex Radio Friends Weekly Team Speak Forum. On June 10th, 2006, and at 0100 UTC. Welcome everyone here tonight. Good to see a nice crowd. And the subject matter is open. I hope people will feel free to join. You don't have to have been doing anything technical. I enjoy hearing how your garden grows and so forth. So whatever you'd like to contribute, I'm sure people would enjoy it. We get about 200, well, anywhere between 160 and 200 people listen to the forum in its recorded mode over probably 3 weeks, and so there are a lot of people off list that enjoy listening to us rag chew here. Starting off with a weather report, deep down here in sunny summer Georgia, or just beginning summer, or not quite summer. It was 33 degrees Celsius today, and it's going to go up to 36 or 37 this weekend. Unwelcome heat too early. In any case, that's around 92 to 97 degrees Fahrenheit for the American people. I figured I'd look that up. look that up, Phil, so we could relate. In any case, then, my garden grows very well. I'm disproving the theory that a ham radio operator lives here. That's local belief, and everything's looking pretty good. In any case, let's see, what have I been doing? We just sort of go down the list every week, as most of you know, and just let everybody know what you know, what we've been working on and whatnot. And I guess I've been rather consumed with the Tapper HP SDR. I guess we say alliance. I think it's a win-win situation, and I most certainly could not keep up, have no storefront and so forth, and I couldn't keep up after this first round of Atlas Fords, which should go out on June 17th, maybe slightly earlier, but I doubt it. I was in pretty good shape with 100 boards, but there are now 400 boards all been sold. Somebody's squeaking through the rabbit hole there, and it shows 404, but the four folks that are have squeaked through somehow on the list after it was closed will probably go into a second purchase on the Atlas board, and I'm sure that Tapper will probably pick that up in the not-too-distant future. Speaking of Tapper, they are already involved and offer a kit of parts, complete kit of parts, for the Atlas board, and they are selling that on the Tapper website, and it's a good deal. And if you're a Tapper member, which I hope everyone on the HP SDR list, if they're not members, will consider joining. It's a fine organization, and most definitely has a lot to offer for the technically oriented ham radio operator. So let's see, what else? Looking very much to going to Friedrichshafen and getting with Gerald and friends over there. As many as I can see, I'll probably be sticking some Atlas boards and at least one Pinocchio board in my suitcase, and we'll be carrying that over there. Expect to see Beppe and all the people, Bodo and Klaus and the rest of them that we've chatted with and emailed forever, it seems. In any case, that's about it. I've been just answering a lot of emails and trying to learn the TAPR, Tapper way of how they do what they do. And I would also suggest that anybody in the HP SDR group who is listening to this, or even not in the HP SDR group, we could use your assistance. I know there's one man right now furiously working behind the scenes to put the kits together for the Atlas board, the parts kits. So we sure could use your volunteer spirit and do that. And I'll probably, I am a new Tapper member, and I'm going to be going back and forth probably between HP SDR and coordinating with Tapper. Other than that, there's really little change to HP SDR group. We have a fine set of group of people, and we also have an excellent set of resources. I will be changing the the orders page that we've used in the past on Dale's website to more of an interest group. I did post a little bit of a header there. We have Dale and I have not gotten that set up yet, but basically it will be for interest as boards come up to possible distribution or marketing somewhere around the alpha stage, or when the circuit boards have, or the circuits have been discussed and really pretty much approved on HPSDR. We'll be adding those to see what the count might be. Gives us some valuable statistics. It's no guarantee that there's any sale involved, or even that Tapper will sell that board. In any case, I think that's about it from my side, and we'll go down the list and just tell us what you're doing, what the weather's like, or whether you're going to get hit by a barge tonight. AA1BG, Ron, how are you doing this evening?
Oops, sorry, I just wasn't sure the mic button was working. I just jumped in on the late network, hence time I miss it. I was really looking forward to talking with Dan a little bit more about the Linux side of it. I've been real happy with the HPSDR 1000 as it is so far. It's working really well for me. I picked up the W5GI mystery antenna here a little while ago, and haven't had a chance to see it yet. It's been raining up here in the Northeast quite a bit lately. Inches and inches of rain. Maybe this weekend I'll get a chance to throw that up and check it out. So that's about it on this end, and back to yours.
Yeah, okay, very good, Ron. Thank you for joining tonight. And, you know, after we go down the list and we chit-chat about things, you know, Dan hangs around and he's here a lot of the evening. So, you know, feel free to chat after the forum. And if you have an immediate question that you think you might like to ask, just go right ahead. Bob, K5KDN, how are you this evening?
Rick's got his light on down there.
Yeah, Rick, for some reason you're keying the mic for, I don't know what the problem might be, it's just scratchiness. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Good evening to everyone. Good morning, as the case might be. It's been a slow week, but I did get all my Atlas parts in the mouse earlier in the week, and I'm sure glad I've got a good soldering iron and a binocular microscope after looking at all those little 0805s that are in there. I'm anxious to get a board or two in and start on that. Been doing some research and reading on getting to get serious about the version 2 CAT. I think I'm about ready to start really writing some code here in the next few weeks. And I spent 2 days catching up on generating QSL cards since I got my new batch of cards in, and I haven't sent a card out since I got back on the air. So now I'm playing catch up. That's really about it. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, very good, Bob. Thank you very much for the comments, and I guess it's pretty warm where you are, too. Chris, AE6BK, a major contributor to the HPSDR list and always stirring up fun. How are you this evening, Chris? Go ahead.
Okay, so you call it fun, do you? It's stirring something up. I'm very well. San Francisco, and I'm at the peak of the hill. And we have our summer weather, which means it's cutting cold again. Fog rolls in and air conditions the place, so it's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit or so, which I find very pleasant, actually. Some level of being pretty interesting week. I went off to my first NorCal QRP meeting on Sunday, which was quite interesting. I had a good time. I took a bunch of toys, which was a good thing to do because then I got lots of attention and people came over and sat and talked, and I had the Atlas board, and I had the PA100 amplifier from Virtual Stance, which got a lot of attention, and I had my little, at that point, the Pico PSU 100 or 120 power supply, which garnered a lot of interest, and various people took down those for web addresses and things to look things up. So I found it kind of interesting and had a good talk with other people and got an arrangement. Well, got a pointer to I guess the QRPL list, so I can try out my warbler, which was one of the other things I did this week, unsuccessfully, but at least I know I'm not hearing somebody. And then I guess Wednesday was a bonanza with the delivery companies because I got the Pico PSU 60-watt wide input power supply version, which takes anywhere from 6 to 24 volts and puts out the usual ATX collection of voltages. And I got four of the very low noise linears for prepping to build a Janus board. And I got the PC boards for one of the N2PK, I think it is, DNA devices, measuring equipment thingies that I've got a bunch of parts for. I have to go through and sort out what I have and what I don't have on that. Yeah. And then I tried the Pico PSU yet last night, and it lightens up all well, and then there was a question of how much noise it makes, and I made a very crude attempt with a bit of magnet wire lying on top of the power supply and hooked up to my SDR and got a lot of noise out of it, which was kind of disappointing, but as people have been trying to calm me down today, I think it's probably overstating the fact that it's to be dropped in consideration, but we'd probably have to do something about it. It does make a fair amount of switching noise, but we may be able to live with it one way or another. And it clearly has nothing to do overall, which other people were worried about a little bit, because since it's not the only recommended supply by any means, or even what I would expect most people to use, it doesn't have any great effect on the overall project, just on my particular little corner of it. Knowing that, and emailing things back and forth to various people and going on a little bit about the Gibraltar board and trying to catch up on some of the data sheets and how USB works and stuff like that, and also printed out the NIST series of articles on how time and frequency. I wanted to find out what the heck the Allen variance was, and so it led me to these sets of papers from Bureau of Standards, essentially, and doing some reading on that. Otherwise, I think that's what I've been up to. Probably enough for this week.
Yeah, I think you've been a little busy there, Chris, and you've got about 15 projects going there all the time. And one thing I will say, based on your comment about going to Hamfests and whatnot, one thing I found out at Dayton that I really, really missed out on this year is that whenever you go to a Hamfest and you're going to show things or whatever, or even a club meeting, bring a bunch of sheets with the web URLs on them. It's not that hard to print them out and bring them with you, because the people at the forums, I noticed, they're watching the slides go by, and you're giving all this good information about where they can get information, and they have to sit there and read the slide and copy it down on a pad of paper. So it's anything that I ever do in the future, any presentation is going to have all the URLs in a piece of printed paper, and not so they don't have to copy it all down. Anyway, I just thought I'd make a comment because this. Go ahead, Chris.
No, just a good suggestion. I'll probably do that.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, moving down the list. Dan, N4XWE, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Eric, and the group. Well, yesterday I traveled from South Florida to Arizona, sort of like going from the frying pan into the fire. I think the temperature outside right now is hovering slightly above 100 degrees, so... Hoping it'll cool down to about 80 tonight. Anyway, I'm about 100 miles south of Ross and about 2,000 feet lower in elevation, so give you a little bit of a view on where I'm at. I was a little bit surprised by the HPSDR and Tapper amalgamation, and I was a member of Tapper some years ago, and I have a high expectation of the combined efforts of the two groups. It's actually a number. There are the same people in both groups to some degree. I had put together a bill of materials on Mauser for the for the Atlas board, and I checked it tonight just for grins, and I noticed out of the 8 items, they're now back-ordered on 3 of them, and most importantly, the 96-pin DIN connectors are back-ordered. I think the expected delivery date of additional connectors is sometime later this month, I believe about the 27th, so I'm not surprised, and I would imagine that within the next few weeks we'll certainly have enough connectors for everybody. The longest lead time item out of those 3 are the LEDs, although I think there probably are some other sources for those or similar parts. I'm going to start on my N2P KVNA tomorrow. I've got all the parts except for one IC, and I'm looking forward to at least getting the main board done. I still have to sort out how I'm going to do the power supply and USB interface, but it's looking like a fun project, and it's taken about 2.5 months to get all the parts together, but I'm going to get started with it. The SDR Linux User Group meeting will be a week and about 12 hours from right now on June 17th at 1300 hours. We'll have another Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night meeting, depending upon where in the world you're located. Frank is still massaging the DTTSP code. I think he had a little misery with port audio. And I think literally we can say that the new code will be released any day now. And when I get up, I think, gee, today is going to be the day. But I'm sure we'll hear from him when everything is done. And I would imagine it will be fairly quickly. I've got the newest version of Ubuntu running. The final release was out on the 1st of June. And it works great. It's it is really turning into a slick distribution, and again, I'd encourage anybody who's interested in this sort of thing to download a copy of it from the website and get started. If you have a broadband connection, it's an absolute no-brainer to get this up and running. Anyway, that's about it from Eric. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, very good, Dan, and I'll have to do that tomorrow morning, get it downloaded and installed. After I plant my zinnias, I've still got 20 zinnias to go in the ground before it gets too hot. Anyway, very good. I appreciate your comments tonight. Duffy, NA6MM, how are you in the mobile? A little muffled there, Duffy. I don't hear any audio. I see your light going on, but I'm hearing just a little bit of background static, but no audio. Nope, I'm afraid not. Duffy, jump in anytime. In between when I move down the list, just jump in or jump in and say something, and we'll acknowledge that you do have audio. Do some checks there, and I think you'll be right up. Keith, VK6XH, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Eric. Just quickly check the audio is okay.
Yes, sir.
Good, very good. I wasn't too sure. I haven't used the headset for about 2-3 weeks. Missed the last couple of Saturday gatherings. I had to work, unfortunately. It's not something that doesn't happen very often here on a Saturday morning, but the last two was tied up, so I didn't get a chance to come on and listen, but did download and listen to the team speak afterwards. Nothing much happening at the moment here, just waiting on getting involved with the Atlas boards. Joined Tapper last night on behalf of the local club, so hopefully that will come through, membership will come through, and we can start things moving. And I, for one, would definitely prefer to see a fully assembled and manufactured board. My eyesight is certainly not that good anymore, and I don't have the soldering equipment, and et cetera, et cetera. So I'll have a go at the Atlas board myself, but I think some of the other boards definitely I'd like to see come out in a populated form, complete and tested, but I'm sure there'll be a lot more comments about that over the next few weeks. But really looking forward to having a bit of fun, having a bit of an experiment again. And just on the weather, yeah, it's going to be about 19 degrees here today. Sun's shining. It got down to about 5 or 4 or 5 overnight Celsius. So it's quite chilly, but into winter, and we can tell. So with that, nothing much else to add. Back to you, Eric.
Yeah, okay, Keith. Very good. I get my little converter out here and figure it out. Very good, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. Larry, K2LT. Duffy? Try again. Negative. No copy. Keep checking the connections there. Make sure your mic's on and, you know, just the simple things. It happens to me all the time. We have Ken with his mic muted and also Curb, VE6IV, and I did bypass Everett, KG6RYB, and also Jerry, WB0UZW. And I've bypassed them. They're showing as off the air. And still no audio, Duffy. We'll move down the list. Okay, there you go. Go ahead, Duffy.
Okay, I found it. The recording control was selected off. Okay, is the audio okay?
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, good. I'm working on about an eighth of a mile, maybe a quarter mile, Wi-Fi link at the new marina I've moved to up in South Carolina here. And no barge crashes here tonight, but we did have a 10-foot alligator sighting just before dusk. My wife went nuts. And I got pictures of this thing swimming from our side of the river to the other side. He was a big sucker, and it kind of surprised us. And I found this afternoon, I found the short in my SDR 1000. It was a factory fault that this new modification that they put in to put the little thermistor heater which is soldered on top of the 200 meg oscillator was touching, and that was an alligator, not a crocodile, was touching the RFE board bottom, and it's taken it's a new unit, and after about 2 or 3 weeks here, apparently the heat of that thing finally cut through the little bit of insulation that was on the wire that is the power lead that's soldered to that top of that thermistor thing, and started shorting out on the board above. They just didn't have enough clearance there, so figured that out, but something I'm going to have to tell them about next week. And anybody that's got a new board, you might want to look under there and see if it's got clearance, or wait for it to short. It didn't hurt anything. It just blew the fuse. So that was the trick on that. So, and the weather is a little bit cooler than down in Georgia. In South Carolina, it's a few degrees cooler, but it is heating up and getting near summer, and we're trying to hurriedly get our way north. So that's about it. NA 6MM, Marine Mobile.
Yeah, okay, Duffy. Very good. Glad to hear you. You found it that way, and yeah, it's probably something to mention just so people do know to start blowing fuses that possibly could be it. Thank you very much for joining us, and you might send us up a picture there on Dale's website of the alligator. I used to play with those down in Florida quite a bit too on aquatic weed control plots. Larry, K2LT, how are you this evening?
Yeah, hi, gang. 10 meters is open, and I've been using the SDR on it. Talked with one fellow out in California on AM last weekend, last Sunday, Monday. But sometimes the display is full of spurs. It looks just like a patch of asparagus, but you go and click on a signal, and it's there in the bandwidth, and it's perfectly clean and clear, and everything seems to be working good. I'm really having a lot of fun on 10 meters. So if anybody says the SDR is not usable, tell them moose poop. Just get on and go. Sideband and AM. I haven't tried CW. Other than that, just fixing drakes and waiting for the HP SDR stuff to move along. I think I did order an Atlas board. I've got to get in and place my desires for the other boards, because I certainly want to go along for the ride. Other than that, hotter than the hinges of Hades out. I have an antenna monkey. One of my grandsons loves to run around on the roof, so I had him put up a 2-meter vertical for me tonight so I can hit the local repeaters again. And back to you, Eric.
Yeah, okay. Very good, Larry. And I like that technical term, moose poop. We'll have to begin using it. Mike, hey, Alpha Alpha 8 Kilo. This is AA4SW. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, thanks very much, Eric. Greetings to everyone. It's about 55 degrees Fahrenheit here, with an overnight low of 47 predicted, so it's Michigan. Thanks for the nudge about paper, Eric. I'm now a member, and thanks again for hosting the Atlas Boards. We really appreciate that. Back to you.
Very good, Mike. Yeah, not a problem. I think we should get on them. It's a good organization, and I've been reading a lot about it lately. I did make reservations today to go to the DCC in September, if I can afford it after Dayton and Friedrichshafen. This is going to be one heck of an expensive year for me. So, but we're going to be out there Saturday and Sunday out in Phoenix, urge everybody to join. It's only $20, and you'll get that back in HPSDR equipment for sure. Phil, VK6APH, how's it down in Perth this morning?
Yeah, fine, very good. Good morning, good evening, everyone. Well, it's a pretty big week for HPSDR development. Those of you who have been following things on the wiki will have seen that Lyle's finished the first prototype Janus board, and looks absolutely beautiful. I can't wait to get my hands on the circuit board and the components and warm the soldering iron up and get one built down here. So that's a great step forward. And if you also have a look on the wiki, you'll see that the Pinocchio, the extender card prototype Alpha or Alpha PCBs have arrived at Lyle's, and he's assembled a board and put that on the site. So I thoroughly recommend having a look around the HPSDR wiki site just to catch up with what's moving there. For my own part, I've been doing some more work on bringing up the development stage of the Mercury board. This is the high-speed A to D converter, which will digitize directly at the antenna socket rather than having to expand to audio frequencies and then go into the PC. It'll digitize directly the antenna and go directly over the USB into the PC. I have an LT2208 development system which works, and I've posted on Ham SDR a screenshot of using the LT2208 to capture 0 to 50 megahertz in one fail swoop, or one fail sweep, should I say. And the image on the screens from the Linear Technology Development Kit. So this week I'm looking at interfacing the LT2208 to the Xylo FPGA board, and I've started writing a little bit of test code to do that. I'm not going to get too far with the Xylo board. There's a lot of signal processing needs to be done with the high-speed A to D converter. And the Xylo is just not going to have enough logic gates, enough memory in there to do it. That's not a problem because we don't intend to use a small FPGA on the Mercury board. We're going to use whatever's necessary, and large FPGAs are relatively inexpensive nowadays, and we want to have plenty of room on the in the FPGA to do lots of fun signal processing work before we finally pass the signal over. The only thing I've been doing is learning to use MATLAB. A lot of the filter design can be done very easily in MATLAB. You can put all the parameters in, it'll design the filter for you, and then you can press a button and it'll convert it into the code directly to load into the FPGA. So it seems like a time well spent to learn yet another new tool. So a lot going on, very, very, very exciting. I'm really delighted with the news that we're going to link up with Tapper, providing the having that organization provide components and kits will just make this project so much easier. And great to see the ideas of so many people coming to fruition. Back to you there, Eric.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Very good. Thank you very much for joining us this morning and the report on all the stuff going on. I'm really looking forward to that Mercury. Well, I'm looking forward to everything. I'm excited about everything. As it must appear, and it's true. Rick, how are you up in Canada? How's the weather up there? You got any tomatoes yet? I've got about one just about ripe, and I've got about 300 or 400 coming off and get ripe next week. from a paucity to a surplus.
Tomatoes. No tomatoes. It's turned cold all of a sudden here, and during the afternoon we got a north wind, and it's looking like kind of like snow here, but obviously we're not going to get any snow. Temperatures running around 14 or 15 degrees C, so just a little under 60 degrees F. Anyways, hard to follow a guy like Phil. I admire you, Phil. You're just going at 100 miles an hour, or 100 kilometers an hour, 160 kilometers an hour anyway. So it's that's great. You're contributing a lot to the HPSDR, and it's fun to just try to keep up with what you're doing, even if I don't understand it all. Don't have much to report on any ham related activities. It was kind of a slow week that way, but I'm looking forward to the HPSDR Tapper marriage. I think it's going to work out well for everybody. So back to you there.
Yeah. Okay, Rick. Thank you very much. Sorry, it's so cool. I wish you could send some of it and we could just sort of average it between us. We've had a nice spring. I can't really complain. And this year it goes from being nice and cool and pleasant during the day to just being like an oven. It's a standard fare for down here. Let's see. Ross, K7RSB, how are you out in Arizona? I bet it's about 100 degrees over there.
Well, it is. It's been quite hot. We've had some wildfires. Most of them under control, and we've had a couple of days of rain, but not much. Not much to report on the ham radio front. I haven't much time to do that, but hopefully I want to do some antenna work, but it's too hot to get up there and do anything, so I'm staying inside when I get home from work. That's about it, guys.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. That's way too hot. And I do the same thing in the summertime. My old thermostat in the body doesn't work the way it used to. I used to spend all summers outside. And about the worst it was the gnats and the skeeters. I didn't mind the heat. I do now. Just acknowledging that Serge, VA3SB, is here. And Tom, AA8YI, is also here with Mike Muted. And we have ZZZ, I guess, which means somebody falling asleep. Sean is away, but we'll report him. And I think John N1JM has joined and is showing away. And I thank everybody for coming tonight and giving us updates. And it's mighty exciting times. I guess I've never had more fun in my life in ham radio than I have right now. Of course, I guess I said the same thing in the 80s and the 90s. So boring. Anyhow, let's see. Let's move all the way back up to the top to
hey there, everybody. Missed the beginning. Fell asleep watching the news this evening. Whoops. Not a heck of a lot to report. Mostly trying to do parts procurement on the Janus board to get it built up, and tomorrow I should receive 9 AK or 7 AK 5394s. One's already on its way to Phil C, and the other's on its way to Chris Day, and then I'll get some of the remainder on their way to Phil H and Lyle. So hopefully that'll get us going, and Just trying to track down some 96-pin connectors now, and that's about it.
Oh, okay, Bill. Well, wow, that was short. Sorry for the no introduction there. I'm working on my company machine here, and one of the engineers this week who had a similar type machine as myself was complaining and moaning and groaning that he didn't have enough resolution. So I swapped my hard drive into his machine and his hard drive into my machine. Solved a lot of the complaints that XP had about it, and he got one that would do 1724 or something like that, but this one will only do 1024 by 768, so I couldn't get up to the top of the screen fast enough to check you in. In any case, good. Appreciate the report, and I will mention that I think I saw from John W9DDD, who is the Tapper folk that puts kits together, or at least one of them, but he's the only one at this point that I'm aware of that is doing this kitting. I think he mentioned today that he had a complete kit of parts for the Atlas, pardon me, and you know, is just about ready to ship, I think, maybe first of next week. And since my boards won't go out until the next Saturday, you know, you probably get them just about the same time. So, you know, I wouldn't hesitate to order from Tapper. I think he second sourced the connectors. He found they were out too. So, in any case, with that, we'll call it the end of the, formal portion of the forum going down the list. And I don't think that I've missed anybody. If I have, please jump in right after we close, and of course I'll leave the audio running and also post it sometime, hopefully tomorrow morning. Been a little busy in trying to get out early in the morning on Saturdays here, so I sometimes miss the editing until later in the day. In any case, with that, we'll leave it open to discussion, and I think Ron had a question there for Dan. Go ahead and thank you, Ken. See down at the bottom there. And also, I guess Ken pointed to a new version of Tortoise VPN. Boy, I've had problems with VPN this week. There's a new version of Tortoise out on tigress.org. Download it. So the forum is now open for general discussion.
I just want to make a comment.
Ken, your mic broken still? Is that your sandbagging out there and typing only? Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, hi, Dan. This is Ron at A1BG. Yeah, I downloaded Ubuntu, the final version this week, and man, I love it.
Yeah, it's really sweet. Yeah, they've made just a few changes in it, but all of them together have made for a very nice package.
Yeah, it's running as smooth as anything I've seen so far, and the easy Ubuntu is even better than the automatics. So I get my multimedia features back too, which I like because I like to watch movie trailers when I can. I did pick up the W5GI antenna that I'm going to give a try. Right now I'm just running a vertical antenna, so sometimes it's not the best, so I'm going to get the dipole up there and see how I can do with that one.
Ah, great. Yeah, I also, sometime in the next couple weeks I'm going to redo my antennas. I ordered a tilt over antenna about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and I'm hoping it'll arrive by truck sometime next week.
Sorry about that. A girlfriend was talking to me here. You got to do that every now and then. I've got the vertical, and I guess with the sunspot cycle where it is, it's okay, but I'm thinking the dipole will be a little bit better. And the W5GI antenna sounded like a pretty cool idea, so I thought I'd give it a whirl. You just haven't had a chance to string it up yet.
Yeah, they're nice. I've got a couple of buddies that have them, and they work pretty well.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. The weather's been pretty lousy up here. We've had a lot of rain, so I haven't had a chance to really do it. I'm waiting for the lawn to dry out, or else I can even mow it. I've only had to do it here and there, so it tends to go up pretty high before I can get to it. I wanted to ask you about the Linux group on here. Is it tomorrow morning at 9?
It's going to be next week at 9 o'clock.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll see if I can get on that one. I've been meaning to get to them, and I just haven't been able, so it would be fun. I'm really interested, too, in the high-performance SDR. That sounds like a really cool box. I watched the videotape out of Dayton, which was really informative. That was a real, real nice piece on that one. And looks like a nice project. I just don't know, when I want to jump in and start getting things. So.
Yeah, I actually had the good fortune to be at the presentations in Dayton. It was really well done. We had some great presenters, and they did a good job of bringing everybody right up to date.
Yeah, well, that's just it. If you don't follow the forums or follow the wikis, you just don't know where it is. The photographs look really good. You've got nice, good close shots of the boxes and all. It looks pretty nice.
Yeah, I took a look at the photograph of the Janus board on the wiki. It looks pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks like they're doing some good things with it, so it's going to be going in the right direction. It's amazing how a project like that goes together, and you can imagine that a bigger company, say a Yaesu or an Icom, and they try to put together a rig and the complexity of it and who does what and where, and they have people designing just portions of the boards as well. So it's an interesting project.
Yeah, I think it's really something special, and like I mentioned earlier, I think the addition of Tapper is going to be very beneficial. I'd actually been fairly active in Tapper about 10, 12 years ago for a couple of years, and had a lot of fun. It's kind of back in the packet days, and right at the end of the packet days, I guess, and it was pretty active right then.
Yep, I can remember that one. I was interested in Tapper way back when Packet started, because they were one of the first ones to get a board out that people could actually use, and before all the commercial stuff became available. So they helped it out quite a bit, and that was a pretty cool deal. If we get something like this high performance radio going, and it doesn't cost $13,000 or something, we can probably do something with it.
I did have a chance to see a $13,000 radio or thereabouts at Dayton. I think the Flex Radio people are rolling out a high-end radio. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that or not, but it's basically in a 19-inch rack case, and Gerald's calling it a blade rack mount radio.
Yeah, I think that was the one I saw the pictures of. Is that going to be the same kind of development for the, the home user like ourselves, the amateur, or are they just trying to come up with some kind of a commercial version? I remember Collins did that way back with a KWM-380, and they used to have an HF something. It was a military version. Well, basically, it was the same thing.
Yeah, I believe that he's doing this development for a commercial customer or the government. I'm not sure which. He didn't really say, but I would imagine a lot of it will translate into the ham radio community, although it will probably end up being a higher-end radio.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, the SDR is working fine for me, so I can't complain. I really like the performance. They've really gotten the software down pretty well. It works nice. I did some downloading in the Ubuntu series for some of the audio thingies there. I may get up with you Saturday on that one to find out some more about some of the settings. Having problems getting the mic to work properly, but I got Jack installed, or QJack, whatever it is, one of those, and a few of the other things that were needed. I was reading a little bit of the mail on the DTSP about the new 2.0 version, and it looks like he's got it working pretty much with Ubuntu right out of the box.
Yeah, that's the idea, is really to use everything that's in the Ubuntu distro as part of the installation. And I don't think there's going to be anything special. In fact, one of the things I want to do as soon as he releases the software is to put together an Ubuntu package so that you won't actually have to download the source code and compile it. You'll just be able to install the package directly into Ubuntu.
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect. You guys were talking about something like that for Dayton. Did you ever get a chance to do that?
No, we were talking more about like a live distro, a la Nopix, but we didn't have the software finished, so we didn't really pursue it.
Yeah, that could slow you down. I know I do all that stuff every day at work. We have a lot of items that are, I think, alpha software, maybe. You know, we're helping them develop it, in other words. And it's interesting. We're probably a year or two behind where we should be, you know, or where we would like it to be. So it's interesting. But, you know, you just keep plugging away, and eventually it's a sweet thing.
Well, one of the things we're thinking about doing is having kind of a regular Wednesday night get-together for people who want to work on Ubuntu. And I don't know exactly when we'll get that started, but hopefully sometime this summer. I'm going to be away quite a bit over the next 5 or 6 weeks. And anyway, when I get back, we'll probably get something going. It'll probably be me, and I'll try to talk somebody else into helping out with it. But it'll be for kind of basic to intermediate problem solving.
Right, that'd be really good. Myself, I'm going to be gone, I think, in a couple of weeks. 2 or 3 weeks, I've got to go out to Mountain View, California for a week of training out there. So most of the time, but I'll be around. I get away on weekends. We go out and do dog shows. My girlfriend has Chinese crested dogs that she shows. So we take off on weekends sometimes. We don't do it every weekend like some people, but we do go to a few. And that's why I miss a lot of these Linux meetings on Saturday mornings, and I've been missing the 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon Flux Radio thingy on 14329. Usually, about the time I'm just getting back, it's like just getting over, and there's some other net starting up. So I've been missing that one too. I would like to jump in there sometime.
Eric, AA4SW, are you within earshot, please?
Yeah, sure I am, Phil. Just listening.
Any chance of someone with an Atlas board putting a photo up on the wiki? The other pictures look great. I just wondered if we could get one up there.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was one up there, but I guess you're right. I haven't seen one. I don't think I have access to the wiki, so... but we'll definitely get that. Chris is here. He's got his board that he can put up there.
Okay, I just put up a couple of pictures last night. One of them, which is a better lit picture, which you might use if you trace back through the emails, is there. I don't know how to get back to the wiki either. I'm not sure I have access to it. But there's a picture on my area on Ham SDR that people could take.
Okay, well, I'll knock on Dan's door and see what we can do. Sorry, Don's door.
I've got an article on the HPSDR project coming out in Radcom. I think it's the next edition, and I just wanted to make sure I got to point people at the wiki, because so I write about couple of months ahead of what the current status is, so I really wanted to be able to make sure that when people go to the web page and the wiki that it's pretty well up to date.
No, great. I'll look forward to it, Phil. I really like that magazine. I really, really do. And a nice article for Gerald in there this month.
Yeah, that it was a pretty good review, and he's a great reviewer. I mean, he certainly says it as it is. So I was very pleased to see that, and I hope it spurs Bob on to get the impulse generator working and get the image response tidied up, because that's really the only thing that gets commented on, I think, nowadays.
Yeah, that's for sure. And but it's such a high quality organization, a high quality magazine. Very different than QST, I would say. But I have thoroughly enjoyed it since I've been starting to get it. And see, that's another one where we had some synergy between HPSDR and Flex Radio and everything else. I think it's gotten some people to most definitely join the folks over there. And one of the things that I noticed, and it's not anything against the project or anything, but the Picastar Radio has a large following in Great Britain. They're the most active SDR type group on the web. I'm not able to read all the emails that they generate, although we're starting to rival them on HBSDR. But in any case, I noticed that a lot of the times there's not this cross-country or inter-country communications, because there's far fewer people in this country on that website or on that reflector than there is in Great Britain and in Europe in general.
Yeah, I used to follow the Picastar for a long while, but the sheer volume of emails just made it pretty difficult to keep up. So I dropped off that reflector. But over the years, I've certainly used quite a few of Peter's designs, his input bandpass filters and a couple of his amplifiers. It's a nice design. Radcom, it is good. The changes have been fairly swift and fairly recent. I think since you guys have started subscribing, there's been since you've subscribed, there's been a new editor. And he's running the magazine on a much more commercial basis than it was done previously. Although some of the changes he made, people didn't like, a lot of them they do like. And he's very, very good, very switched on, got a good marketing eye, and he's sort of lifted the general magazine very considerably, so I'm very happy to be associated with it.